Last June, a very good friend and I spent 6 days hiking along roughly 120 miles of the southwest coast path from Lyme Regis to Poole. With the exception of one or two wet mornings, the weather was perfect for walking 8 to 10 hours each day. We saw some of the most delightful land and seascapes. We walked through working farms, stayed in an assortment of B&Bs, visited ancient abbeys and castle ruins, and mainly disconnected from our regular routines for a week. The crisp air and outdoors was immensely refreshing, and so were the trees. Springtime is the season for renewal. The winter ground, which has lain dormant, starts to again yield colorful grass and flowers. Blossoms begin to appear, and the dark days of December seem far behind. 2 months ago, in mid-January, Jews celebrated Tu B'Shvat, a day of thanksgiving for the trees. In the second century, Tu B'Shvat marked the beginning of the tax year for tithing fruits for the poor, just as 6th April does the same here in England. But more recently, it became a day to recognize the wonders of nature. A traditional Tu B'Shvat celebration sees the table laid out with all varieties of fruit, nuts, and berries, in a rainbow of color. With a few cups of wine and the recitation of some verses, the ceremony is brief and delightful. Children in particular are impressed by species from around the world. Jackfruits and guava, custard apples and mangosteens, dates, tamarinds and lychee, to name a few. The festival for trees symbolically also refers to humans. Trees have their roots, trunk, and fruit. In humans, our roots are those earlier generations whose achievements hold us in place. Our trunk and branches represent our own daily lives, and our fruit are the children we bear. The subtext of Tu B'Shvat is in knowing God created a magnificent universe for us to enjoy that renews itself annually. There is a folk tradition that when a person passes on and their soul comes before God, one of the first questions asked will be, "So, did you enjoy my fruit?" It's never too late to stop and celebrate who we are and to remember to taste the wonderful fruits available to us.